I'm still laughing about a lady in Canada getting killed by like a psycho. I'm like, oh no, oh
Oh no.
no. Oh no.
Actually, it was an Asian.
Ow.
It was an Asian gay man.
He killed an Asian gay man?
He did kill a partner, dude.
Asian sweet boy?
He killed a sweet boy that he got off Craigslist. He was going to have gay sex with a sweet boy, and he ended up, you know, cutting his fucking head off. Got a little rowdy. His name's Rocco Magnotta.
That's his name?
He, like, tries to be... He was trying to be a male model. He's the biggest douche of all time.
A little bit of... He sounds a little Andrew Cunanan in to me.
Who's that?
The guy who killed Versace, was it?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Andrew Cunanan was a gay dude who was, like, a motherfucker. Did you ever see the Andrew Cunanan thing?
No.
Bro, that's good.
You've been telling about me. You've been telling me to watch this thing for, like, 3 years.
It's
and I
good,
have,
dude. It's
and I apologize.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
He would, like, find a rich sugar daddy and then, like, start fucking him for money. And then, you know, be like, oh, I'm your boyfriend. He was a sweet fucking, he was a sweet little boy.
He was
dude.
A sweet boy to get.
Yeah, he was like a half white, half Filipino. Sweet boy.
Yeah.
His dad lived in, his dad bounced and lived, like moved. His dad was a criminal who was like a white collar criminal and then abandoned their, like the feds came after his dad who was like swindling old people out of assets.
Yeah.
So his dad, in leaving the fucking authorities, abandoned his family and was like, I'll come back for you, bro.
Sick.
I'll come back for you. So dude just sat there with his mom, and I think the kid got molested too by his Filipino dad. But either way, he went off the rails. He became obsessed with Versace, and he kept trying to meet him and talk to him. He met him once. Versace's like, yeah, bro, I'm not trying to bone you. Like, I know you're a hot sweet boy, but like, come on. Or maybe they like kissed. Something happened. Then he's like, all right, bro, peace. Kind of gave him the cold shoulder. So this guy started working as a male prostitute and convincing his mom he was like and everyone else he was like a serious businessman, and he would like be fucking these dudes who were like closet, like professional men who were like closeted and gay.
Professional men.
Yeah, just professional men.
Just
dude.
Professionals.
Who just like to Absolutely. Wind down, relax with young boys who smoked a little bit of meth.
Yeah.
Dude, he would tape their face up and then so they couldn't breathe and pull it off, put it on, pull it off.
Yeah.
And then kill them and then leave them in their home surrounded by gay porn and leave. Being like, yeah, dude, you are fucking gay. Don't forget it. And just leave and go find somebody else. He killed, like, tons of people.
How many?
I would say, like, 7 or 8. Damn. Then he ended up, the apex of his kill was he just one day, Versace was outside checking
getting mail.
Out,
and he shot him, right?
He walked up and was like, pop, and shot him, killed him, and walked away. And then went and got his boyfriend at the time to, like, come with him. And then he killed him, too, I guess. And
wow.
He eventually got attacked by the feds, and they got him. I think he's in jail. I don't think they killed him, either.
Really?
He was a sweet
dude.
Boy.
I hope he listens.
He rules, dude. I mean, he's fucked up for
he
what he
rules.
Did. But, like, you watch this thing, and it's like, I didn't think I could watch. I think it was on FX, and I was like,
yeah, it was
I can't be disturbed by something. I was literally disturbed. I was like turning it off, being like, I don't want to fucking watch this. This is fucked up.
There was a part in the Rocco Magnotta thing where, because they have the surveillance footage from, I mean, they had the murders online. You can watch it.
Yeah.
But there's surveillance footage of him walking in with the guy he murdered, but then the footage of him walking back out, he's wearing the shirt that the dude was wearing, which is pretty creepy to watch. And then he goes to the store to buy like cleaning supplies. And then while he's walking back in, he like stops in front of a mirror and like adjusts his hair. It's really fucking creepy to watch.
Fuck.
Yeah, having just done like cut a guy's arms and legs apart off and like the rest of the torso against a bathtub and was playing with the head in the bathtub on camera.
Oh,
like fucking wild.
This guy
dude.
Had his bathroom cammed out?
Yeah, he was just holding the camera.
Oh, he was cameraing it himself.
Yeah.
Filming it.
Allegedly.
Oh true. Could have been someone
else. The mom believes there was someone else. And in her defense, in the snake video, there is another set of hands, which they never really addressed in the documentary.
Really?
She just brought it up and was like, there's another guy.
Fair point.
And I don't think at the end of the thing it ever, there was ever any closure on that. I kind of fell asleep.
That's funny watching it. So
it was really good, but then, I mean, we watched the whole thing in one night. So Beezer and O'Connor.
Is it like making a murderer kind of thing?
Yeah, it was like 5 episodes.
They got to stop that.
What?
Making things like 9 fucking hours.
Yeah, there was a lot they could have done without, for
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, dude.
For sure.
It's like, just fucking, come on,
yeah.
Boil it down, guys. It's just like we'll do a 5-episode deal with Netflix. It's like, this could be 2 fucking hours,
yeah.
Guys. Cut the shit.
Cut it out.
You ever hear of a thing called fucking editing?
You tell me.
Chop it up, dude.
Dude.
That was my shit. That's been my shit I'm on.
Yeah. That's good.
Confronting my demons, dude.
Yeah.
And because I read this thing about a guy. It was like an interview with this dude. And he was saying ancient shamans, when something was wrong with them, they would think that like some sort of entity came and took a piece of your soul, and it was up to the shaman to go find that for the person. So the shaman would just, like, dose themselves to oblivion and go into the underworld and be like, whoa, I think I know what's going. Yeah. So that was my That was my logic, was that you have to go.
Will you shaman me?
I'll shaman you. You have to face your demons and your dude, this is my thought I had today before I forget.
Yo.
Go ahead.
I will fucking do hard drugs with you.
Yeah, I'll shaman
and
you.
And I'll let you shaman me.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I'll be your first fucking test.
Dude, well,
we should probably record it.
Success, that'd be awesome.
Actually,
dude.
No way, because I'll be saying some wild shit.
Dude,
like, I'm gay.
I've stopped. You just hear my rattle stop, and I'm like, wait, what?
Ew, dude, get out of here.
Oh, God, I'm fucking tripping. I need to call my dad.
We both just get too high.
Just call 911.
I was shamaning my friend, and now we're both we need a shaman.
I was shamaning my friends, and we're gay. Dude, that'd be such a funny 911 call.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, that was my whole idea, that, like, you have to go and face your demons, and when people say, like, the soul, it's just your idealized version of yourself. And in order to find your idealized version, you have to fucking thin the fog of all your bullshit and your neuroses. And once you do that, you just fucking full synthesis with your own self, your true self, dude. Your capital S self. That was my idea today. So I was like, it all came together. Hunter-gatherer diet that I'm going to do. Doing my dark walks, dude. That's sick. Going to a dark basement and walk around.
Dude,
scary as fuck.
I told you the one time me and Jamal got high at my parents' house. And then we went in through the basement because it was nice. We were late. We'd get a blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
Lay out back, look at the stars, and smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
Not gay.
Not at
just
all.
Just an interracial friendship. Just having fun out there. Exploring the cosmos together.
Well, you guys were both on the football team, too.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I protected him on the gridiron. He was the quarterback. He was the quarterback. I was the left tackle.
Your whole school was like, we don't like this.
And you're like, we don't like these two getting along together. We were pretty much the Gary and Joyous from, But we got inside, and the light switch for the basement was in the basement. So you had to turn the lights off, and it would be pitch black, and then go up the steps. And I was like, get the lights. He's like, you get the fucking lights. And we're both high as fuck. And I was like, nah, dude, you're closer. He's like, are you afraid of the dark? I was like, yeah, dude. Get the fuck. We both like, you're fucking gay for being afraid of the light. You're afraid of the dark. He's like, you're afraid of the dark.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying, man.
Dark is scary.
I'm trying to step it up. I'm going to take a little dark walk in the woods. That'll be my next step.
You're going to actually get murdered.
No, dude, you can be
dark in the woods. Dark in the woods is scary.
Hell no. I'm going to bring a fucking Rambo knife. I did it one time.
I hope you kill someone. I hope you murder someone.
That'd be sick. I did it one time. There's a dog park in New Jersey that's like 7 acres all fenced in. Yeah. I brought my dogs there at night because this is like my old dogs. They couldn't get along with anyone else. So I started bringing them there at midnight, dude. And I'd fucking prowl them. It's like, but it's fenced in. I'd walk around these woods at midnight with my dogs, dude. We would just fucking run through the woods. It was awesome.
Wow.
Because it's a path, but it's like, it's in the woods though. So like you walk back there.
Oh my God.
Turn the phone off.
You were letting your dogs out and running through the woods at midnight?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
That sounds great, but that also sounds. Terrifying.
Some asshole brought his dog in. He was on the same tip as me. And I was like, let me get my dog. And he was like, no, they'll be fine. I'm like, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, you're like, trust me.
Dude, they started fighting. I pulled him apart. And then the cops fucking came. And they were fucking like, you can't be in a state park. And I was like, all right, bro.
Yeah, there's laws against what you're doing.
Not right now. There's not, dude. State parks can't be policed.
For a reason.
What? That's bullshit,
The last
dude.
Thing I need is some fucking mental patient with dangerous dogs running around in the woods at midnight. That's stuff of legend, dude.
Dude, it was awesome.
Neighborhood kids are going to know about you.
All I could see was the fucking, it was the moon. Luckily, it was like a full moon, and I could kind of see a little bit, dude.
That's
awesome.
Great. Was it warm out?
Yeah, it was in the summertime,
that's so
dude.
Nice.
It was fucking awesome.
Damn.
It was sick.
That's awesome.
But I was a little, dude, my thing is, it's one thing I can do it with my dogs, no problem. If I ran around the woods by myself at nighttime, I'd be getting, especially that'd be that's a perfect arena for it because it's fenced in. That'd be a spooky, spooky endeavor.
That'd be very spooky.
That's the thing about the fear of the dark is you have to be alone. If you have, even if it's like someone's in there with you, it's like you're not scared.
Yeah.
Walking by yourself, that would be the fucking dark walk.
I'm afraid of.
Let's do mushrooms and walk in the woods at nighttime.
Yeah, that could be our shamaning.
Damn, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Perfect. We'll figure it out. I'll drive.
Yeah. You're good at driving on mushrooms.
I definitely drive on mushrooms. Fuck yeah.
I'm afraid of deep water.
Ooh, yeah, fuck.
Deep water scares the fuck out of me.
In, like, the ocean you're talking about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a big bitch about the ocean. I used to swim in it freely. Now,
There's a word for it, and it's, like, thesophobia. I forget what it's called.
Fear of the dark is nyctophobia.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's something like that.
I think there's a G.
No, there's not.
I think you Googled the wrong thing. I think you typed in fear of darks.
Oh, my God. I have actually scanned the web today for topics.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
I was stuck on TikTok, dude. I just keep watching these videos.
That's some bucked up shit.
They are so fucking crazy.
Dude, that is some bucked up ass shit. That's shit is fucking creepy, man. I'm fucked up on this hiker right now. There's a dude in Massachusetts who was walking in Appalachia, and he was just carrying a machete, and he apparently, like, people were giving him complaints. He was this guy with long hair, and apparently he would just walk around with a machete and be like, fuck you, pussy, and, like, talk shit to every other hiker and be like, get the fuck off the trail.
All right. Yeah, all right. Sick.
So then he finally lost it and hacked somebody up, murdered somebody, and then, like, stabbed his girlfriend, and then he got busted. They caught him.
Really?
Yeah, so now he's in jail, but it's
that,
like,
wasn't the hitchhiker.
No, this is a long-haired dude. He was a hiker, not a hitchhiker.
Yeah, but there was a famous hitchhiker who
was hacking people.
Hacked a dude was going wild, and then this guy hopped out and fucking attacked him. Like Kai.
What?
And never heard I think of that he just got in trouble.
Really?
Hold on, hit pause for a second.
Go ahead.
Hit pause while we research.
We back.
Yeah, that Kai the hitchhiker was. There was a viral video of him. There was some dude was going nuts.
Yeah,
and Kai the Hitchhiker grabbed his hatchet.
Oh, I remember
him,
that.
And
I
they like
that.
Did a local news interview, and he's like, I saw him wild, and I was like, smash, smash.
I know you're talking
smash.
About.
Smash. Later, though, Kai was arrested on murder charges in 2013 for the slaying of New Jersey attorney Joseph Galfi. Kai maintains he fought against Galfi in self-defense. According to Kai, Galfi attempted to rape him after offering Kai a place to stay for the night. Kai stated that the police claimed the sexual encounter was consensual and the murder premeditated. However, Kai said that after the viral video in California, he had no need to have sex with men like Galfi, who Kai described as unattractive, stating, do you know how many hot chicks? Never mind. Even if I was gay, do you know how many hot guys want to fuck me after that shit in California? I'm not even being vain. It's just like a fact. Like, no offense, but Galfi was not a looker.
That was his defense?
That was his defense.
He was not hot?
Yeah.
Damn,
the guy you murdered was not hot.
Did he get prosecuted?
I can just closed it. I don't know.
Dude, that guy's like fucking modern day Golden Axe.
That's awesome that he
is. He's walking around hacking people.
Jury found him guilty of first degree murder.
What? what's the fucking what was the guy a prosecutor he chopped up?
Yeah. So
what's the prosecutor doing fucking around with that dude?
He was gonna have consensual sex with a young boy. With a boy, dude. The hot viral boy.
So why didn't anyone buy his story? That he was getting their guy to try and rape him.
Kai took the stand in his own defense and was combative during cross-examination. He made an outburst during his defense lawyer's closing arguments, nearly leading to his expulsion from the courtroom.
Yeah, dude, because they're trying to...
He's going wild.
They're trying to subject you to murder, dude. My thing is, like, why would this prosecutor be trying to fuck this guy, the axe-wielding hitchhiker?
Why would he be trying to fuck him?
Yeah.
I mean,
was he hot?
I was saying he was trying to rape. The hitchhiker was a bit of a looker.
Bit of a looker.
I mean, plus he saved a lady, killed a guy with an axe.
I think I might go serial on him, dude, and try to free him.
You might free Kai.
I think there's more to the story, dude.
You think he self-defense murdered after an attempted rape?
Yeah. Well, what was his weapon of choice? What do you have? Axe or machete?
He used to be a hitchhiker. Or, I mean, a hatchet.
So what do you think he murdered him with?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
So you think he fucked this guy and then Andrew Cunanan'd him?
I think.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
That's the shit.
What's that?
That was it was on a while ago, the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, you love that
it's
shit.
Got this gay guy,
every time,
dude.
And you're always like, you should watch it. I'm like,
oh, my dude, Shannon was so fucking good. It was so good, and it was like, I think it was on FX, but it was still, I was surprised that a show on FX had me like aghast. I was just like, what the
fuck? Yeah, there's gay dudes kissing
and
stuff.
Like, seduce old men and murder them in their garage and then tell their wives like he was gay. Dude, he would murder dudes who were like closeted old powerful men and then leave.
He'd
like
get
gay
a lemon
porn
party.
Basically get a
he
lemon
party
going
and kill him.
He'd get a lemon party going, and then after he'd kill him, he'd have basically have them coming out of the closet as they were murdered. This guy was a fucking psycho, dude. And he went and killed Gianni Versace. That was his final fucking
quest. That was his final.
Gianni wouldn't give him da dig.
He wouldn't give him a da dig.
Well, I think he just didn't give him. I don't think he just didn't give him a phone call afterwards, or something happened where he was like, "I'm gonna go kill this motherfucker." Yeah. So he had like a trail of gay destruction on the way, dude. It was so funny. But yeah, there's another.
That's a way to go out on top, though. If your like goal is to kill old gay dudes,
he was just to be famous.
He's like, you know what? I'll get Versace.
That was a solid fucking snag. But he was, yeah, he was like in the show. He's like a big liar. Like he just like lies. Like so, his dad was like a Filipino dude who was like a pyramid schemer, and he like got like kicked out. He had to like flee the United States because he was scamming old people out of money. So the dad left and went to the Philippines and was just like, I'm a very powerful business. I think he was molested.
Went to the Philippines.
He was the dad's from Philippines. Or the dad's from the dad's Filipino. Is Filipino. Dad was a Filipino dude who came here and was trying to get his like Nigerian prince on, and he got busted.
Okay.
So he was trying to do something.
He went back to the Willow World.
So they sent him back to the he escaped back to the Willow World and told his boy, and he had like been molesting this boy the whole time. So he was molesting his son, Andrew Cunanan.
He was molesting his own son?
He was molesting him, yeah.
He molested?
He molested him. Damn. So he was molesting Cunanan. And then Cunanan was gay, and the rest of his family was just... And like he would give his son like all like... He like favored him in every single way. All the rest of his
brothers and
sisters.
Of course he favored him. Fucking the tightest puss. Yeah, dude. The tightest boy puss.
They called him the prince. They'd be like, oh, it's the prince, blah, blah, blah. And then...
That's awesome to have a sibling rivalry like that. Oh, like, you are the prince.
Yeah, dude.
Father loves you the most.
Well, they would do shit where, like, he would, like, take him to an amusement park and, like, ignore the rest of his family. And then he was like, you were going to be great. And then, yeah, he got kicked out. So then this guy was, like, convinced, the kid who'd been, like, molested, Cunanan, was convinced he was, like, this, like, upper crust elite person, but he's really lives in, like, a poor, like, shitty apartment.
I understand that. I live that lifestyle.
So he just made up these lies how his father was, like, a super important person. All the money he had was just from, like, sucking and fucking old dudes, and he was just, like, coming up big time. And then he started just, like, murdering them all.
And he got excited.
Up. They got too excited, dude. But, yeah, it was pretty wild.
That's a come-up, though.
Yeah, dude, that's how you get paid.
Start sucking and fucking old dudes.
Dude, he would do this thing where he would duct tape their faces, and then he would, like... Like the whole entire face, he would duct tape it, and then he would put a thing over the mouth, and like get them on the edge of death and pull it off. And he would like fuck with these guys the whole time.
And they liked it.
They would just be like, "Dude, you're a wild fucking young bull." And then someone got him on a meth, and dude, he
got into meth.
Yeah, dude, he went wild.
Where you go wild. I think you go wild. start popping meth.
He was on his way, and then someone hooked him up. So he started hitting the gay bars, and someone hooked him with some meth, dude. It was like it was on and popping, dude. Because if you're like a little like a gay boy prostitute, you get that meth rolling, dude. You can buy fucking trucker drugs with fucking gay boy prostitutes.
That's that Sonic the Hedgehog, dude. It's that you start spinning, you're charged, ready to take off.
That's exactly what happened to him, dude. It was funny. I was actually in the hospital today with Spud, and I'm sitting there, and like you know, he's doing his thing to get like health insurance and whatever.
R.I.P. Oh yeah, R.I.P. Spud
had a bad accident,
Spud,
dude.
Spud, man.
R.I.P. his knee.
He was like Willis McGahee in the fucking against Ohio State, dude. It was one of his knee bent backwards.
Really?
Yeah, Spud man, dude, McGahee'd out.
I was there today with him, and I'm like sitting there, and like the lady was kind of like, she was just weirded out by me in general. I could tell because I'm just like sitting there, and she was like, "Did anyone else do this to you?" And he was like, "No." And she was like, "You sure he didn't do it behind you? He looks a little shifty."
What?
I was like, "What?" And I, you know, she was kind of joking, but she was like, "No, I'm serious." She was like, "Not like
she was joking.
She was joking, kind of. She was like,
"Did someone break your leg because you owed him money?"
Basically, she's like, "He looks a little shifty behind you." And I'm like, "Ah, I'm like, I'm actually here for emotional support," and just like fucking with her. And she's like, "Yeah, yeah, that's what they all say." She was kidding, but she goes, "No, but seriously, we had a guy who got shot who was entered into the like emergency room or like trauma center or whatever.
The guy who shot him brought him in.
The guy who shot him rode the fucking ambulance, shot him." And then, like, there was, like, the bar had closed. Like, there was no one else out there. And it was, like, one of those, like, heated arguments that turned into him shooting him. Shot this guy and was like, fuck. And I guess ditched the gun and just waited till the cops came. We're like, yo, I'm his brother. Somebody shot him. The guy just ran that way.
Great move.
Hopped into the ambulance, went to the hospital. He's going to finish this guy the fuck off. So he went in the hospital. Whoa. He fucking rode in the ambulance with this guy. And, you know, he's just kind of like, she was like, he's talking to me, being like, I'm his brother. Da, 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 I got to make sure he's okay. Da, 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 da. And then, like, he went into the room and he was in there, and the guy woke up who was shot and was just like,
that's the fucking guy who shot me.
And he's like, no, I'm not. And then, like, he's like, that's a fucking guy who shot me. And then they started, like, going through his stuff and they're like, how are you guys, brother? And the cops came and said, she was like, it was insane.
Wow. What a fucking move, though.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's wow. Spud was like, you got to be a total sociopath in order to stay there and then just lie to all those people in the hospital while a guy's dying and just being like, oh, dude, someone shot him. I don't know what it is. I'm his brother. I'm looking out for him. And he was probably waiting until everyone's asleep. He's going to fucking strangle him. Because that guy had to basically finish him off. That guy had to make sure that dude never woke up again. Because he was the only witness.
Damn.
And I guess he was slipping and the guy woke up.
He shouldn't have ditched the gun. He should have done it.
put a pillow or something. You probably watched too much.
I should have shot him twice.
I don't think you can like choke somebody out in a hospital and get out.
No, I mean, he should have shot him right away.
Oh yeah, dude, he should ice him. But again, it's like if you're just in a if you were like, dude, Young's gay. No, I was like, no, he's fucking not. And I just, which could happen. I could lose control and fucking pop
you.
Pull
your piece out.
I wouldn't like finish you. I'd be like, oh my god, what have I done?
I shot Shane.
I've clearly been fucking.
No. I would wake up. I would keep my mouth shut, dude.
You wouldn't.
I would understand.
You'd be like, true. I shouldn't have.
I got what I had coming.
You're like, I dismissed the archetypes. Someone came out.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. That was
that's
fucking
a fucking
wild.
Sick move, though. Hopping in the ambulance.
Hop in the ambulance.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
If you ever kill someone, just be like,
make sure
call the cops and be like, some man's been shot. At least you're the last suspect.
Hmm.
I mean,
he was definitely suspect number one.
I mean, there were two
as
guys.
As soon as they got in there and saw the IDs, and they were like, what'd you say?
Yeah, you said his brother. Well, in the rush of all this stuff, they were like,
you could
get
away for it that night. You'd be a saint that
night. Skip town.
Yeah.
But he was lingering. I think he got a little too into his own deception.
He was a moron.
Yeah, for sure.
He was a bit of a moron.
That was a guy, I think, who dumbed his way into a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Dude, that cracked me the fuck up. But I was sitting there with Spud.
What did Spud fall?
Yeah, a little scaffold. Yeah, not like a high. He fell super high off a scaffold not too long ago and like was knocked out.
Dude,
for
that's
like
how those
multiple
workers,
minutes.
Dudes at work like that always fall off a fucking. My uncle fell off one.
Yeah, because you're on
you
it every day.
Always fall.
You get used to it. You're not scared anymore, and then so you're not really thinking. And one false move, dude, and you're just like
on your back, fucked up.
Dude, he came down from like I think like 25, 30 feet. He like hit something first, then hit the ground. He was out cold for like. I think he said for like 5 minutes, dude. He was out.
Oh.
He got concussed. Ooh. I had like a baby concussion. I haven't really slept. He got like heavy, heavy concussion.
I mean, if you're out for more than like 30 seconds, you're fucked up.
Fucked up, dude. Yeah, man. So, yeah.
It's like brain damage.
For sure. It's TBI. It's traumatic brain injury.
Spud dog's wild.
And they don't know how to treat TBI. They just like kind of observe you and they're just like, they'll take like, you know, they'll go to a neurologist and take scans, but they're just kind of
I bet
like,
they know how to, but the Satanists are holding it back.
No, it's just a mystery. They don't really know. Like, I'm sure there's different types of TBI they can help treat, but like with concussions, they just have to like see how it affected you. They're
Damn.
Not totally sure what part. I mean, they obviously know like the hippocampus.
Wait, does our whole squad have CTE?
Pretty sure, bro.
Why we have such a sick
Pretty
squad,
sure, bro.
Dude.
We all have CTEs.
Everybody's just freaking
Everyone
out.
Everyone has CTEs, dude. Like, you have it. I have it.
Yeah.
Spud has it. Everyone fucking has it. Butterly has CTEs.
Butterly's definitely has the
he
CTEs.
He got in a car accident, dude.
Yeah.
He's done enough wrestling in his days.
Yeah.
Everyone's
I think
McKeevy's
played linebacker in high school.
CTEs.
He's CTE'd out.
Billy, the Kenworth kids.
Spud dog.
Kenworth kids got some CTEs,
got some CTEs.
Dude. Everyone's got it.
Whole squad's on that.
Whole squad's on CTEs, dude.
We're definitely all going to freak out.
For sure.
Again, I hope I say out. Just take a pistol to the chest.
Do you think
That's
so?
That's the best way to fucking CTE out. It's better than killing your fucking family.
I'm going Hannibal Lecter.
You're going to eat your family?
No, I'm just going to be locked away and just give people riddles when they come to see me. Be like, yes, your father.
Be dumb fucking
your
riddles.
Your father was...
I hope they solved it right like, away. Like, fuck. I'm trying to think of a different one.
Yeah, put my mouth thing back on.
Shit.
I always wanted to go to a therapist and try to Hannibal Lecter them. Just sit there and be like, yes, tell me about you. They're like, dude, can you stop?
What about your mother? Was she rude to you? Was she mean? It's like, yeah, I saw Hannibal too. Could you stop, sir?
I saw Red Dragon, dude. Could you please knock it off?
You have what we call you're retarded. Stop. Oh, here's another great piece of content I watched. Yeah. Midsommar.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Dude, I want to see that. How'd you watch
it? I'm a fan. I went and saw it in the
theater.
Oh,
in the theaters.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's Midsommar?
Dude, this is going to be a great movie.
It's did you see Hereditary?
I was too scared to watch it. Hereditary's I started it, I shut it off.
I think it's the same director.
I don't like
it's the same
spooky
like,
movies,
here.
Dude.
Very spooky.
Don't like
real spooky,
spooky
or demons? What are we talking?
Pretty spooky.
Demons are spooky.
No, like religious eternals.
Well, this one's about a cult in Sweden that's like a pagan cult.
Fake?
I don't know, dude. That's
based
the spookiest
on
part.
True, dude.
I don't know.
But yeah, they just go through all these rituals and shit with some tourists, some... You know,
Hereditary fucking
Hereditary
was terrifying.
Was awesome. Yeah,
like
the
I couldn't. I started
watch
watching
that?
It.
Yeah, I watch a lot of spooky
by yourself.
Stuff. I watch. Spooky
I can't
stuff
watch.
Alone.
I don't like scary stuff,
dude.
Bro.
No, fuck no, dude.
Not me.
Nah, actually, it's pretty funny. I saw Hereditary with my ex and my mom.
When
took a nice what? That's about. That's a wholesome date. How dare you guys look
bro.
At me like that?
It's when? Scary. Oh, like when it came out.
When it came out.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought like
recently. Recently, yeah. I went back to Mechanicsburg with my ex and my mom, and we watched a movie. Now that's the movie. It opens up with a little kid getting her fucking head knocked off.
Your mom saw that?
Spooky. My mommy saw that. Was none too pleased. She was unhappy. She was scared of, like, I Am Legend. Hereditary was a little too much.
Oh, my God.
She got scared of I Am Legend.
You go by himself.
Mommies? Mommies are very fucking dumb, like spooky, dude. Mommies are very dumb and believe in the supernatural.
True, dude. Oh, dude.
I think as you get older, too, you just start getting way more supernatural.
Yeah, you get closer to death. You're like, there better be something else. They're all around, dude. But Midsommar's about like a pagan cult that still follows like ancient rituals and shit. And while I was watching, I was like, dude, thank God for Christianity.
Yeah.
Thank God so the Romans came up there and were like, yo, fucking knock this shit off, dude. Stop fucking sacrificing people. That's not true. That doesn't work. You can't sacrifice people.
Yeah.
Worship Jesus. He was like, yo, be nice.
No more vote sacrifices. Trump.
Yeah.
That's what the Romans were saying.
Yeah. It's just weird, this too, though, dominant. How the church now is still infallible. It's like clear fucking sign of
I think
imperial power.
Papal infallibility is no longer.
They stopped it?
Yeah, I think
they got rid of that.
Cool Pope Francis did it?
I think that might have been fucking JP.
I thought that's how they got out of the child molester shit. They're
no,
like, well,
infallibility is not.
So they don't do that anymore.
In fact, that was late to the game. Infallibility came around like...
The bad Pope.
Could be wrong.
That
yeah, that was like 1850s Pope.
So I thought they used that somehow to their advantage in terms of the child molesters. Children. Like shuffling around child molesters.
I'm not
like,
saying
well,
they wouldn't pull it out of the bullpen. They might have to bring out the righty, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that one rule we have where we're right about everything no matter what? Bust that back
Let's
out.
Let's say that. That is a sick rule.
I mean, it's the ultimate rule.
It's the ultimate my house, my rules, dude.
It is, dude. But yeah, I remember that I read somewhere that they invoked that and like, well, yeah, he can't get in trouble.
I mean, that sounds like the
leftists. He's right.
I mean, the Bolsheviks tried to destroy Catholicism.
True.
The left has been trying to bring down the Catholic Church for a long time.
Obviously.
And the time is ripe.
Yeah.
This is there in the
crosshairs.
You got
shit like Euphoria on, you know who's winning this battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Bolsheviks.